Thursday night, Chodesh Chalvavus. This is a base Tfilah's version of Mishmar. Chodesh Chalvavus, Shah Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hamishi, learning about Yetzirah. He's going to go, he goes down the line from the most all-encompassing, severe, fundamental pitui of the Yetzirah down to nitty-gritty in everyday life. So we're on page Kufayin Beis, where the first most encompassing general pitui of the Yetzirah was that there's nothing but this world. On the third line of the paragraph that starts with the word voracious, he says, Kadesha tehe zola chasiba, what will be the inevitable result of that? L'redifas ha-tanugos ha-kolos va-taivas ha-ovdos. Right? Esav said, Hinei anochi alech lamus v'lamos zeli b'chora. Don't listen, people who claim that, right, all there is this life, but still there's a moral imperative to be a moral person, a good person, an honest person, a decent person. It's not true. Once you don't have, once this is all that there is, so the natural inclination of anyone would be, well, then let me enjoy life while I can, because this is all there is. And there is no reason to do anything other than what doesn't give me pleasure. The Tomar Kamoshomer Akosov Abale Asfara Azu, Ochol Vishosoki Mochar Nomus. It's very interesting. Like, you could have the same mindset with two opposite conclusions. The Mishnah says you should always think about Yom HaMisoki Mochar Nomus, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misoscha. Right? But the Mishnah is talking about someone that believes that there's something after death. So then when you say kimochar namus, you have a very different reaction. You do tshuva. But when you say achol v'shaso kimochar namus, you have a quite different reaction if there's nothing else but what you see, what's here.
It seems like it's motivating this person. Is the tanugos and the taivos. Therefore, yeah, he comes to say his...
That might be true, but that's not what he says.
No, he doesn't say kideish
tehezo. That's why the Yetzirah. I'm reading it that the reason the Yetzirah feels that this is such a powerful line of attack is because once this is in your head, then all defenses are down. Kadesh et Ezo Lachal Sibah. That's how I'm reading it. You can read it differently if you want, but Vimtivoit Vesichel Chabinyan Zeh. Remember, he said it's very easy to get rid of the Yetzirah. All you have to do is have the right perspective. Use your seichel, and your seichel. Yishlom emchas asfar azubarayas beruros. Asher hiskirim harishonim. The rishonim to the chavis halvavus is, I guess, Rav Sadia Gaon, Rav Achai Gaon, the Gaonim, right? The chavis halvavus was sort of. He mentions a few times that his rabbi is Rav Achai Gaon. No, I have the wrong. Rav Shvira Gaon. Whatever, he's like sort of almost a bridge from the first of the Rishonim. So he means the Gaonim, and he probably means Sfarim like Emunas Vedeus and the like. Umasaurus Hanavim, that it's clear in the Psukim that there's more to life than just this world. The Chasher Yisyoish, last three lines on page Kufayin Beis. The Chasher Yisyoish, Melisapek Ois Chabinyan Avshecha. Let's say the Yetzirah gives up, you chase him away. He only gives up on this line of attack. He sees it's not going to work. Yizom, that's from the Lashon HaZomah, he will plan. L'sapek oscha, to make you mesupek, that there's a borei olam. V'yom, Yisroman v'yishadar, v'yom alacha, sh'olam hazeh, einu mechudish. This is like what the Greek philosophers worked out. Aristotle, that the world always was. Ein amachudish v'lo nivra v'lo chodel mikfi shehu, the way it is v'lo yechdal kach. It always was. It always will be. Vein bo dover haroi lios borei miasher lios nivra. There's no such thing as a borei that created everything. V'lachein ein shum dover mimenu chayav lavo zulaso. If there's no borei, so there's no adon. So it's hefker, even if you're spiritual and you feel that there's a neshama after death, but there's no boreolam that you have to answer to, there's no boreolam that you have to follow his will, right? So you also end up in the same place, which is total hefkerus, once there's no master, once there's nobody in charge. So you ever read Lord of the Flies? If there's no one in charge, you end up hefker society. Everything always was and always will be. When you have such thoughts, your seichel again, once again, the Chazal Novi says, your seichel will show you the, will negate such svaras. Mimaimar Torah Yichud Hashem Yisefer Zeh. That's already what he talked about in Shar HaYichud, the very first Shar of the Sefer, proving, so to speak, the existence of a Borei Olam. V'meshiyuchiyach l'cha sheyesh lo l'borei, shebro'o lo midover. Who created it, right, yesh me'ayin, as we say. V'tzorach ha'toladas, I want you to realize, and again, I want to say, even if we like, step back when we read this and we say, boy, I would never, mamash apikursus, that's terrible. But the question you have to ask yourself is, do we live our lives as if there's a Borei Olam, and do we live our lives as if, you know, so it doesn't have to be that a theological shita that you've adapted, it could be just that you, that's the way you live, l'maisa. That it's Misa, I guess he refers to. The Chazra Kamapomim al Shmiroso, Zachiroso, Shomor Vizachar, the Hifticha, that is Schar, Vimo, and Onesh. Ain't a Kavonava Matorah Bakach, very interesting thing. The Chazal Novi finds it necessary to say. He holds it's true, that's why he said it. He says the whole chumrah of Shabbos and its kilo ovid avod zora and it's terrible is because Shabbos is a weekly reminder that there's a Borei Olam. That's the main thing of Shabbos. It has other aspects to it, as you find in the Luchos Achronos. It has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mon teaches you about Shabbos in a different way, but the basic lesson of Shabbos is that there's a Borei Olam. We say Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. Sheyesh Lehem Borei Yochol Chacham Beram Lo Midavar Va'arocham V'Hiskinam. All of this is Shabbos. Shabbos reminds us that there's a Borei Olam that made such a great world. The whole Shar HaBechina is appropriate for Shabbos. Look how Hashem made the world. V'Hiskinam Be'ofen HaTov V'Meshuchol B'Yoser. He made the best possible world. It's the best to have two hands, to have two eyes, one mouth. It's the best. Hashem made everything in the optimum form. He may have different cheshbonos than we would have if we, you know, with our limited knowledge, with our limited understanding. But it's certainly, it's a basic article of faith that everything Hashem is mativ and did everything only in the best possible oifen. Lefika chovel is bonim b'hem b'ofen zeh. And that's how you should look at the world. That there's a borei, and it's the flow of borei, and he made everything in this way. I'm sorry, I think I skipped. Yeah, I skipped. Yeah, my page turned, and I just kept reading. Look at that. Yeah. The Torah Hatolodas, Shakoma. Oh, because there also it says Sheyesh Lehen Borei, Yochol. That's what I was reading from. I was reading from Kufayin Zayim where it says a sentence, Al Derech Hezbonenus, to learn that there's a Borei, Yochol Vekayom, Barom Lomi Dovar, Barocham Viskinom. Okay, how do you like that?
Because He has svaru hamitis b'havein. It's really logic and common sense. Chashi yisyoish v'lushabish oscha binyan zeh. So he moves on like next. Again, he's going like b'hadraga. Yapilcha b'sugei hashituf. He'll try to make you feel, make you hold, make you understand that Hashem is not echad. Shitos Hashnius, that's the Persians, or Shitos Hanotrim, Beshilush, Beshitos Balei Atvoim, that Teva plays a role as an independent force. Beshitos Sichlei Balei Mishpatei HaKochovim, Lechol Shinuyei Shitoseihem. The reason this is valuable to the Yetzer Hara, because once you knock Hashem off his perch, so to speak, then he doesn't demand our full loyalty, Chas v'Shalom. Then we can't have Yichud HaMaisa. We can't direct our actions to be in consonance with the Ratzon Hashem once he's not supreme, once there's others. So maybe I want to go with the others, maybe I want to follow the others. Once he's not Echad, then there's room to maneuver. V'chashi yisamis b'lib chashabori yisala echad kadmon. You just learn it and think about it and realize how silly it all is. Okay. Kitsunel.